Happy Sabbath.
You can see that Dr. Jeff was supposed to preach today.
He was supposed to preach today, but he's in the hospital. And we need to pray for him and his wife. Also, Elder Ron is not here. He's in Westlake. He's preaching today. So we need to pray for both of them. And we have a very important service today, a very crucial service that is not only important for us here in this planet, but it is important for unfallen world, human beings that have never seen. This service is important for them to see two characters. The proud character of Satan and the humility character of Jesus Christ. That's the only issue here. The great controversy is to reveal and to answer the charges of Lucifer that God is a traitor. And that is what is very important. So, as we are here today, it's not just in Brooklyn, but the entire universe is watching, and everywhere today, that there is Lord's Supper. Because as we are going through few quotes today, we'll see that the plan of salvation is not just for this planet, but is to reveal to other unfallen worlds the hypocrisy and malignity of Lucifer's character. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we invite you today in a special manner that Jesus, you come here and you teach us. And you break our stone heart and give us your character. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Of all that has ever existed, pride and self-exaltation is terrible. And if you want to see how pride and self-exaltation is bad, look to our planet. Look at what is going on. Of all the planet that God has ever created, none of them is going through what we are going today. But we are going through this because of pride. Because of Satan's character to be like God, to have the power and authority which only belong to God. You see, Lucifer did not desire to have the character of God, to have the character like God. He wanted his power to rule and to govern and to be worshipped. And that's where all this issue is all about. So today, I have four slides only. I want to talk about the smitten rock. And you know who that is. And here, I want to reveal something. Because we have Lucifer, who want to be worshipped as the creator. And we have Christ, who not only humble himself, he is even willingly to wash sinners' feet, to teach them good example, the perfected of character. Now, The church that is here, you know it. And as you can see, this church here, it has an outer court and the sanctuary. And when you go inside the sanctuary, you have the candlesticks, you have the showbread, you have the altar of incense, and you have the most holy place. And inside the most holy place, there is only one thing that is there, the Ark of Covenant. Now, let's go back outside. You have the laver. There is an altar of burnt sacrifice, which the children of Israel had in the wilderness. But when you come to the laver, according to the verse that we read, Paul said that they were under the cloud. And they passed through the what? The seas. And were baptized unto Moses. So until here, there is a perfect example of the character of God. How the sinner come and accept Christ. And then after that, he's been given the grace of God. And then he go through the sanctification process. And now, the children of Israel are going through the wilderness. And there is a rock that is following them. And if you go back to the book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 5, Moses said, the Lord is just and is true. He is the rock. Jesus was with his people in ancient time as how he is with us today. The center of the plan of salvation is Jesus himself. The rock that we need to cling to is Jesus himself. And nobody else can teach my relationship and your relationship with Jesus Christ except the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to read this quote here from Review and Herald, May 38, 1898. The object of this service is to call to the mind the humility of our Lord and the lesson he had given in washing the feet of his disciple. There is in man a disposition to esteem himself more high than his brother, to work for himself, to serve himself, to seek the highest place, and often evil surmising and bitterness of spirit spring up over mere trifle. This ordinance precedes the Lord's Supper, is to clear away these misunderstandings, to bring man out of his selfishness, down from his still of self-exaltation, to the humility of spirit that will lead him to wash his brother's feet. It is not in God's plan that this should be deferred because some are considered unworthy to engage in it. The Lord washed the feet of Judas. He did not refuse him a place at the table, although he knew that he would leave that table to act his part in the betrayal of his Lord. It is not possible for a human being to tell who is what and who is not. They cannot read the secret of the soul. It is not for them to say, I will not attend the ordinance of if such a one is present to act a part. Nor has God left it to man to say, who shall present themselves in these occasions. Why do we wash each other's feet? We inherited the character of Satan of self-exaltation. That's who we are. And Jesus went down and he washed his disciples' feet, showing us that if we want to be in heaven, we have to see all people equal in the eyes of God. We have to see that no one is better than other. All we are weak. And Christ is in our midst to correct our weaknesses. And if we are Seventh-day Adventists, people who are traveling to heaven, we have to see people in the eyes of God that all we are sons and daughters of God. I'm struggling. You are struggling. Everybody is struggling. Christ is in our side. He assures, I'm with you. You will make it. Not by your power, but by my power, because I overcome the world. That's what we have to know. Standing here, I'm struggling. Who do I hang to? It's Jesus alone. Now, the song that we sang, 186, I did not choose it. The song that I chose was 486. But surprisingly, this song that we sang is in accordance with this verse here. So God chose that song. I was texting Monica yesterday, and when we were singing, I say, God knew it all. He was putting together. Henceforth, I call you not servants. This is Jesus. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Jesus is calling you and me friends. Now, let me ask you a question. Be honest in your heart. Okay? How many wealthy people today, they can call you their friend? How many? Those billionaires. You think few? I don't know you. I just say, I call you my friend. The creator of the universe is calling me and you friend, sinner's friend. You know, there is one song, I don't remember it, in English. If it was in my tongue, I can remember it. It says, Jesus, some of you maybe you know, it's in the hymnal, actually. It says, Jesus is a friend, a true friend of sinners. Can you believe that? That with all the angels, he says, you are my friend. Despite of your weakness, I'll give you power to overcome them. Now, I'm going to close with this verse here, which makes us who we are not supposed to be. But God gives us this position because of Christ. But he has chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Brothers and sisters, as we are going through this service, I want to tell you something. If it was not just Christ, we were not supposed to be where we are today. And let me go further. In any walk of life where you see people, despite of how they struggle, They are God's people. Jesus died for them. The door of mercy is not yet closed. Let's not give up, because Christ has not given on us. There is one quote, I don't remember the book. It says, Jesus will never turn away from any sinner who cling to him. Let's hold on there. We have nothing to offer. He has something better for us. We'll go for the foot washing, and then we'll come and continue with the Lord's Supper.
Our Lord, we come to you, not in our power, but through Jesus' power. The only hope and the only friend that knows what you are going through. We put our lives to you. Remember Pastor Jeff and Sister Alina and everybody else that is sick. Touch them today, Lord, in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.